Once upon a time, there was a garden. A world filled with flawless beauty and goodness, where all was right and good and whole. We can still see so many reminders of that original goodness. Grandchildren playing in the front yard, pink azaleas springing to life, dinners with friends where the laughter is even better than the food, trips to places you thought you'd never get to visit, bike rides through beautiful green hills, faraway places where God is doing incredible things. If there's so much goodness to be had now, how wonderful must the original world have been? This world God created that He Himself said was very good indeed. But that goodness has been tainted. There's a worm in the apple now. Life has taken a chunk out of our hide. We all have hard things in our stories, twists and turns and sudden drops. Something is not right. Really, not right. It appears for all the world that God has withheld the one thing we really want. If only. If only what's missing could suddenly be ours, we could loosen our tense muscles, let out the breath we've been holding, a great exhale. Life would be complete. We find ourselves looking over the wall into that garden with a hidden angst, longing for what can never be ours again. A dark voice whispers the same old questions. Really, can you trust what God has said, what He's doing in your life? I mean, look at the mess around you. Does God have your best interests at heart? Is God good? Is He really good? Living life well, smiling at the future, boils down to how we answer that question. In the face of a world that will indeed take a chunk out of your hide, is God good? And can we trust Him? We are two women who have wrestled with this. We have been friends for years, knocking around in the world of ministry and counseling and speaking to groups of women. We've laughed until we've cried, and we've also been to hard places together. Our personal stories are different. We've both known lost dreams, but those dreams have been as unique as our stories. Paula's family has dealt with fertility struggles. Connolly has a dozen new nieces, nephews, and godchildren, but she hasn't lived the daily realities of raising children. At the same time, Paula hasn't experienced Connolly's world, working at an urban theological college in Philadelphia or taking the metro to a downtown D.C. job at an international public policy think tank. And while Connolly's lifelong interest in racial tensions is part of our conversations, Paula has always been compassionately confounded by the topic. As we walk through the arc of our stories in this book, you may see bits and pieces of your own. Our stories aren't anything special. In fact, they're pretty ordinary human stuff. But to answer this question of God's goodness, we all need to look at our stories square in the face, to sit before the beauty of this great narrative we call the gospel, and discover that our stories are part of something so much bigger. As you join us, we think you'll discover how the beautiful reality of God's goodness trickles down into the gritty places of your own life. And we believe in this truth. In your journey into God's goodness, you'll find a bedrock sense of peace and a way to smile at the future. When God doesn't seem good. Paula.